From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. The cursing mommy likes her scotch and a martini or four and a full bottle of Kahlua consumed in the afternoon while soaking in a steaming bathtub, ignoring the knocks of her children locked outside. Along with her dubious parenting skills, the cursing mommy has no shame, and she swears an extremely blue streak. She's the flagrantly unpolitically correct creation of the New Yorker writer and humorist Ian Fraser, out with his very funny first novel, The Cursing Mommy's Book of Days. Ian Fraser, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about this character, the cursing mommy. She first started appearing in your columns in The New Yorker, and now she has a whole book. It's her diary of 1 year of trouble. Why don't you describe this character, the cursing mommy?
Well, the cursing mommy is very serious, and she wants to do the right thing, and she wants to do what is expected of her. And she starts out generally, almost always, with a very good intention, but mm-hmm. then something goes wrong, and then she just totally blows up and just screams and yells and curses. That's sort of her character. And then she recovers, you know, and then she's like, wow, what was I thinking? But she's mercurial in that way.
And when she does go on these cursing jags, which is often, she inevitably ends up blaming the Bush administration.
Yeah, she's still really hung up. She belongs to a book group, and every couple weeks they read another book about how terrible the Bush administration was. And so she knows all these Bush administration people, and their names sometimes almost substitute for curse words in her rants.
Well, let's give a sense of this. We're going to be bleeping liberally here. This is one scene when the cursing mommy is vacuuming, and the vacuum scoops up her house coat.
The cursing mommy is doing her cleaning today in a comfortable old floor-length housecoat that used to be Grandma Pat's. And I swoop the suckmore right at my feet and, no, the machine inhaled the hem of my housecoat. Let go, you thing. Where the hell is the off switch? Machine has inhaled the housecoat up to my knee. I'm yanking and ripping the fabric piece of dangerous vacuum cleaner. The incompetence of the Consumer Safety Bureau under the Bush administration, whoever they were, that let this ouch dangerous piece of be sold. Ari Fleischer, that vacuum cleaner deregulating. Now I'm wrestling with the vacuum cleaner on the floor. Oh, everything. Rip, tear, putt, putt, click.
Ian Fraser, you channel that voice for alarmingly well.
Well, my wife wants me to say that the cursing mommy is me.
Not her.
She's the patient and calm one. I did used to kind of put on a house coat and slippers and just sort of lounge around and say, get your own lunch, you know. It's kind of a love of a Phyllis Diller type of character, you know.
The cursing mommy has a family.
Right.
And it's just a heap of trouble. She's got one son who breaks out in hives and faints all the time. Another who's a pyromaniac and takes all kinds of medication, including one that's called an anti-arsenic. And her husband, Larry, who's a frequent weeper and collects capacitors. Capacitors fill the house.
And the cursing mommy is always tripping over these boxes of capacitors. They fill the basement. And he goes to capacitors conventions and stuff. And honestly, I don't know what a capacitor is, but it just sounds like something that maybe you would collect. I don't know. He collects like World War II era capacitors and Soviet made capacitors. And that's sort of where he's sort of off in that area. That's sort of where he is. And the cursing mommy is actually dealing with things like, you know, the garage burning down and stuff like that while Larry is otherwise occupied with his capacitors.
Have you had people come up to you and say, I recognize myself in the cursing mommy. I don't want to, but that is me.
Oh, yeah. It happens all the time. I mean, it's sort of it's like a trend. It's something that happened in history that, for example, my grandmother, I don't think I ever heard her curse. And my mother might curse occasionally, but nothing beyond the mildest of curse words. And I think in our generation, I mean, I'm of the baby boom generation, suddenly everybody cursed. Men, women, children. I mean, but women cursed in a way, I think, that they didn't. So I think maybe a lot of people, they do it, and then they feel a little bit like, gee, am I supposed to be doing that? But it's just what happened, you know? It's part of it's just part of how things changed.
Would it be as funny, do you think, if the cursing mommy were not a mommy, if it were a male character?
Oh, if it was like the cursing state, you know, whatever, dad?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be funny. Cursing
why
dads
not?
Are terrifying. I don't know why, but no, it just doesn't seem to me like that would be funny. I mean, it might be, you could try it and see. I suppose anybody just losing it and sputtering curses is pretty funny.
Is there any pattern to where you find things that are funny, things that strike you as funny?
I think what is important for things to be funny is if you, the listener or the reader, get a chance to supply the humor of it yourself. That is, if the person telling you the thing does not know it's funny, it's your joke, you know? It's like, I remember years ago there was an official named Admiral John Stufflebeam. And he used to come out, now Admiral John Stufflebeam, we'll talk about such. And nobody ever said, this guy has a funny name, you know? And to me, I always enjoyed when Admiral Stufflebeam came out because, you know, I felt like, wow, I know that's funny. And Admiral Stufflebeam probably doesn't, or maybe does. He just doesn't want to make anything of it.
If you're walking around and you find or hear or see something that you think is funny, are you a note taker? Are you scribbling that down? Or will you remember?
I go back and write it down immediately.
You do?
Yeah.
And what will that note look like?
Well, for example, I was walking in the park near my house, and a muffin fell out of the air and landed upright on the path in front of me. And I just, my God, that was incredible. A muffin fell out of the sky. And what was even more amazing, it didn't bounce or anything, and it landed exactly in presentation, just exactly like a muffin right in front of me. And I just thought, that is the most amazing thing. Well, I looked up and hunted around the tree, and finally I found way up there was a blue jay that was looking over. He had obviously, a very strong blue jay, had stolen this thing somewhere or found it somewhere and was trying to eat it up in the tree, and it had gotten away from him.
Or he didn't like it.
Or he just decided, let's see if I can hit this guy with a muffin, and he missed. But no, I'll go back and describe that in minute detail. You never know what the one funny thing of that might be. But yeah, I have folders and folders of stuff like that that I'll just note, and you know, sometimes things come of it, but often nothing does.
Ian Fraser's new novel is The Cursing Mommy's Book of Days. Ian, thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me, Melissa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.